This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's mountain snowpack is right about average for this time of year across the state. Meteorologist Joel Gratz from the site Open Snow says that bodes well for skiing, and another storm is expected to start late tonight.
It'll snow through early afternoon on Friday. Most mountains will be in the 5 to 10 inch range, with more snow farther west, kind of Aspen, Crested Butte, Vail, Beaver Creek, Steamboat are the more favorite areas, but most areas should get in that 5 to 10 inch range.
Gratz forecasts it will be very windy in the high country tomorrow, too. That could affect travel in the mountains. A coalition of environmental groups are asking state regulators to write new rules to limit the public health effects of oil and gas development. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The new petition from environmentalists asks regulators to reconsider how oil and gas development hurts air quality, especially in low-income communities. It proposes new rules like limited fracking during the summer ozone season or a prohibition on new drilling permits. Oil and gas industry representatives have called it the latest, quote, crusade to ban their work through any means necessary. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will take public comments through December 2nd. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Space startup Karman Plus is relocating its headquarters from the Netherlands to Denver. The company, which aims to mine near-Earth asteroids for energy and other resources, expects to create 150 jobs in the state. That's according to Colorado's Economic Development Office. The average pay is estimated to be slightly more than $110,000 per year. Karman Plus will get up to $1.27 million in Colorado tax credits. This is CPR News.